An Amazing Adventure, Part 2. Jimmy saw some aliens. They looked like a family, the father, the mother, and a girl about his age. They had blue faces, mouths like triangles and square eyes. They had no hair and were dressed in clothes like astronauts. They were very strange, but they were not scary. Jimmy could not close his mouth. It was awesome. All of them had antennas on their heads. They spoke in a very strange language, and Jimmy could not understand a word. He wished he had a friend there to share the experience, but no one was around. Suddenly, it occurred to Jimmy that his Uncle Tom could tell him if he was dreaming or, in fact, if there was a UFO next to the stream. Uncle Tom was reading the newspaper in the living room. Diana was watching TV in her bedroom. Good, Jimmy thought. He didn't want anybody else to know about the UFO. Jimmy told Tom the whole story. At first, Tom thought Jimmy had gone crazy. But as he loved adventures, he decided that maybe it was worth checking what was going on. He said, "Wait, maybe we might need these." And he took the radio antennas with him. When Tom and Jimmy got to the place next to the stream where the UFO had landed, the door was still open, and it seemed that the father was doing something with some electric cables. "It seems he's recharging batteries," Tom whispered. "Maybe they landed here because they needed to fix the flying system." "I wish I could understand what they were saying," Jimmy whispered too. Then Tom remembered the radio antennas and put them on Jimmy's head. "Let's see if this can help," he said. And guess what? It did. Jimmy could understand something. It wasn't very clear, but Jimmy thought they said the following. "Father, oh boy, we were lucky we could land here as the batteries needed to be repaired."
"Mother, yes, we were lucky. I'm only sorry we missed the Mars Day parade. It was going to be fun. How long will it take to fix the batteries?"
"Father, I guess..." Jimmy heard.
"Mother, well, that's not too long." Little girl.
"Father, mother, can I go out just..."
"Father, okay, but don't go too far. I guess all the Earth people are already sleeping, and they cannot see you." The little girl got out of the UFO and walked a few meters. Then she approached the stream and looked into the water. She was fascinated when she saw the fish swimming. They were red, yellow, and blue. She waved at them, and Jimmy thought the fish waved back at her too.
"The Earth must be a fun place to live," the little girl said. "I wish there were children here. I will leave my email contact information here, attached to this tree, just in case a child who believes that there is life in space comes here and finds it."
Then the girl got into the flying saucer, and the father closed the door, and off they went back to their planet. Tom and Jimmy were breathless. Jimmy took the paper and went back home. "What an experience," he said. "I will never forget it." "Me neither," Tom answered. Then Jimmy decided that he would write the girl who came in the UFO on a moonlit night.